This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the World Health Organization said yesterday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on the distributing of COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world.
But we now face the real danger that even as vaccines bring hope to some, they become another brick in the wall of inequality between the world's haves and have-nots.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the prospects for equitable distribution are at serious risk, just as its vaccine-sharing scheme COVAX aims to start distributing inoculations next month. A World Health Organization panel is criticizing China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and questioned whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. In a report issued yesterday, the panel said that the Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after President Donald Trump lifted those requirements, effective January 26th. Mr. Trump signed an order on Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed early last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members and public health officials. Soon after Trump's order was made public, Biden's spokeswoman Jen Psaki tweeted on the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on